From temples to churches to the office, the holidays bring out the better angels of our nature. We open our cupboards to give food, we buy toys for tots, and we buy gifts for one another. In this commentary, veteran Alaska journalist Rhonda McBride looks at the spirit of giving and how to keep it alive throughout the year.
We have so many reasons to be cross these days. Cell phones, emails, text messages, the constant crackling of communication that passes for intimacy, but with so few sparks of authenticity. Not like the aunt who has sent you a birthday card every year since you were old enough to know it was your birthday. Not like the waitress at the diner who serves up your meal with a smile at the end of a long day, or the postal worker who greets those people who put off holiday shopping and mailing with an air of helpfulness instead of the censure you know you deserve, or the jewelry store clerk who treats your small $10 purchase as if you were buying a diamond ring. This year at my workplace, we went through a lot of technological change. Getting adjusted to it made a lot of us cranky, but there was one coworker for whom no question was too stupid, no question that didn't eventually get a patient answer. If you have someone like this in your workplace, you know why this guy is the angel at the top of my tree. And when I look back at the twinkling lights that wrap around it, I'm reminded of the random acts of kindness that brighten my year, especially from strangers. The kindness of strangers is what we celebrate on Christmas, whether it's the stranger who drops money in a Salvation Army bucket in hopes of helping someone he or she will never know, or the stranger who offered a pregnant woman, Mary, a manger to give birth to a boy who changed the world. I wish there could be more of what I like to call Christmas people, people who spread good cheer all the year round, people who can be counted on to be kind to everyone, no matter how extraordinary, no matter how ordinary. They do it so naturally, with a grace of muscle memory that tells you that it truly is a part of who they are. To be more like them, huh? To light the wick of the human heart with a flame that jumps from person to person. Earlier, I didn't mean to sound so bah humbug about the internet, because we had a great example this week of its power when a fifth grade teacher in Quinnahawk set a chain of events in motion with a video on YouTube to the music of the Hallelujah Chorus. The humble backdrop of a village, so in tune with the spirit of Christmas. I don't know how many emails I've had from friends and relatives sending me this link. So now, we are all linked to something greater and bigger than ourselves. Blessings to you and yours. I'm Rhonda McBride.